This is DJ Ocean Spray, and you're listening to WKNC 88.1 HD1 Raleigh, and this is an episode of The Strip Down. This week's episode is going to work a little bit differently than the usual format. I had the pleasure of interviewing Katie Davidson of Dear Nora right before their show at Neptune's Parlor a few weeks ago, and so I have a quick little chat with Katie, and I also have a live recording of their performance of White Fur. So before I get into my chat with Katie, I wanted to give a little bit of background on the band Dear Nora, since I didn't have as much time to really chat with them as I usually do. And so Dear Nora was formed in the late 90s. It was formed in Portland, and it's mostly Katie's project. This tour that they just did was a solo tour. It's like an indie folk band, very melodic songs that, I mean, to me really resemble like a lullaby. And they're almost every single song they have like has an allusion to the mountains. So it's a reoccurring theme in their music, which I really love. It's just very beautiful music. And they're still making music today. Their most recent album, Human Features, came out in 2022. It's just, I don't know, I think it's really amazing that they've been making music since, you know, for quite a while now, and they're still coming out with bangers. So yeah, I was really excited to speak to Katie, and it was a very nice little conversation. So with that, here is my chat with Katie.
Okay. I am here with Katie Davidson of the band Dear Nora before their show at Neptune's Parlor, and I'm going to ask them a few questions. So to start out with, where do you generally like get your musical inspiration from?
My musical inspiration, good question. Gosh, honestly, the biggest place would just be from living life, which might sound like a cop-out, but it's just absolutely true.
Yeah.
Just try to be aware and present in my life, and that's when I feel like I notice things that seem interesting to me, and then those things that seem interesting to me end up in my lyrics. But I also do read, like, I stay up on culture quite a bit, and I read a lot of, I read, like, Substacks and some news, and just, like, try to do deep dives on culture, and that just keeps me like really stimulated. I just feel like I love knowing what's going on.
Is there like a particular like person's Substacks that you like to read, or is it just kind of like general?
There's two. Well, I don't know. I haven't had to say these before, but the one I like the absolute most is this one called The Trend Report. I'm blanking on the guy's name, Kyle Raymond Fitzpatrick, I think. He's an expat and he lives in Europe, but I think he's a young queer guy. He's just really smart.
Yeah.
Have you heard of it?
I think I have.
Yeah.
I've been trying to like kind of get into Substack a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I just like that one. He's tapped in. I hope I'm using the right pronouns, I'm not sure, but I think he goes by he. But yeah, he's just tapped in and funny and smart, and I don't know, I just get a lot of inspiring information from that one.
And so what is your, like, general songwriting process like? Like, do you find that, like, the instrumental parts come first or the lyrics?
It's changed. Back when I first started writing songs, the lyrics would always come at the exact same time as the melody and the chords. It was all just one package, but I feel like that's kind of why a lot of my early lyrics are thematic, but they are a little more nonsensical. Like, it's not easy to follow a total linear path on those. And then I just started caring a lot more about lyrics as I started getting older. At this point, I maybe kind of write all of it at the same time, but what's different is even if I get a basic idea down, I won't just go with the first lyrics that pop in my head and just, I'll like work on them a lot more.
Yeah.
And I might have some rough lyrics, but I spend a lot longer refining them.
Mm-hmm. I generally like to ask artists a little bit about the album art they choose. So I wanted to ask you about the art for Mountain Rock. Uh-huh. I've always kind of like wondered about it. Like, is it a specific mountain? Does it hold any like specific significance, or like why were you drawn to use that as the art?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's actually the person who took the photo that where the significance lies. I mean, I love the photo anyway. But it's one of my best friends, Jake Longstreth, who I went to college with, and he was one of the early members of Dear Nora. He's a visual artist. That's mm-hmm. his main thing. He's a painter, and he does take photographs too. And that's just a early photo he took of the Grand Tetons. It's on the Wyoming Idaho border.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the mountains right behind Jenny Lake. And I don't know, he took it right around this time I finished Mountain Rock, and it just seemed perfect. And he had done the covers for other albums anyway. He did the painting that's on We'll Have a Time. He took the photo that's on There Is No Home. He's been involved on some of the other artwork projects on all the other albums too, insert artwork or something like that, back artwork.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like really the person that was
yeah.
the most important thing, but obviously I love the image.
That's awesome. And so who would you say your like favorite or most influential like musical artist is?
Of any time?
Yeah.
I can't just name one.
Yeah, that's okay.
if you want to do some deep dive stuff, definitely would dig into like Joni Mitchell, the Roaches, Bob Dylan, that kind of stuff. And then I love Kate and Anna McGarrigle. It's a duo from Canada, sisters. But if you want to get more contemporary, I absolutely love Rosalia. I love the SZA albums.
Yeah.
What else? I'll think of more, but those are I love James Blake. I like contemporary artists doing really cool things with melody.
Yeah.
Also, just their aesthetics are so interesting. I just find it. I love their chord changes, and I love how they all sing. So, yeah.
And then finally, how would you describe the music that you create in just 3 words?
Oh, amazing. that's a good challenge. I probably shouldn't say this word first, because I don't think it necessarily comes first, but it's the first one that popped into mind, which is, like, humorous.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, like, silly or downright funny, but I definitely like to play around with humor in the lyrics and the songwriting. So humorous and maybe like some version. I'm gonna use multiple words meaning the same, almost the same thing, but like reflective or nostalgic.
Mm-hmm.
Another one. And then the last one would probably be something along the lines of like I don't know. I'm gonna cheat like. Either poetic or novelistic or something having to do with the lyrics, something like that.
Up next, I have the live recording I took of their performance of White Fur when they played at Neptune's Parlor.
Thank you. stones fell from that living room. Where is the mountain? I swore up a blue glistening day. I'm walking in snow and sun. White fur, white fur, white fur, white fur. Isn't the care.
That's all for this episode of The Strip Down. Shout out again to Katie for letting me speak to you for a few minutes on your very busy day of tour. If you enjoyed their music, you can find them on Instagram. It's at Dear Nora Realty. Bandcamp, Spotify, YouTube is all just Dear Nora. And thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Strip Down. Once again, this is DJ Ocean Spray, and you're listening to WKNC 88.1 HD1 Raleigh. Thank you.